I'm Captain Jared Copeland. With me is Detective Greg Smithson and Officer Carson. Is it Corporal yet?
Roger.
Officer Carson Addis. Today is Wednesday, August the 20th, and the time is 1:37 p.m. Carson, I showed you a sheet of paper that says notice of investigation. Did you read over that?
Yes, I did.
Did you understand it?
Yes.
And is this your signature at the bottom?
Yes, it is.
And the investigation warning, the Garrity, did you read that?
Yes, I
did. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Is this your signature here?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're here to talk about a complaint that's been made about a affidavit that was circulated around the PD a few weeks ago. Do you know about that?
Yes, sir.
You want to just tell me from the beginning what happened with that?
I didn't circulate it to everyone. I showed a couple of people about that.
Well, how'd you get it? I mean, what?
When I walked over to the jail the day it all happened, when they made the initial arrest, one of the jailers handed it to me and was asking me if it was legal, you know, if what he did was right. And I read the PC. They were handing it to inmates over there, showing people over there, letting everybody read it. And I told them I'd take a picture of it and show a couple of people and see what they thought about it, if it was legal or not. So,
who was that jailer?
It was a female. I honestly don't remember her name. So.
So you took someone to jail?
Yeah, I had taken somebody to jail, and when I walked in, she was asking me. I said it was, she was probably in her 40s, kind of longer hair. It was bunned up. So I said, I don't know. And she asked me if it was legal and showed it to me. And she, I said, they were showing it. They handed it to inmates, letting inmates read it. So, and they
inmates?
Were, yeah. People sitting on the bench over there by the phones, they were handing it to them, letting them look at it. So.
So anyway, this female jailer says, hey, I want to show you something and because mm-hmm. I don't know if it's legal.
Yeah, she's like, how's this legal? How's this even possible? And I read it and I was like, I don't think it is. I was like, but I was like, I can ask a couple of people, and I snapped a picture of it. And
with your personal phone?
Yes,
is it an iPhone?
No, it's an Android.
And do you still have it?
Yes.
I mean the picture?
Yes.
On your phone? So you snap a picture of it, and then did you contact a supervisor about it?
I didn't contact one. I was actually talking to Joey Triplett about it, yeah, because I came straight from there to here, and Sergeant, I think it was Barnett, walked by, and Joey was like, hey, is this, and he showed Sergeant Barnett, and...
Did he show him your phone?
Yeah, because I'd handed my phone to Joey to look at, and he...
What did Barnett say about it?
He was just kind of like, he didn't have a straight answer and just kind of walked off, so...
And did you actually send that picture to anybody?
I sent it to three people, yes.
Who'd you send it to?
Lindsey Stank, or Herring, Janie Price, and Sergeant Etmeyer. Because he had heard about it and asked me to send it to him. So. That was weeks, I think probably weeks after it happened, a couple weeks.
Okay, you showed it to Joey Triplett on your phone, right?
Yes.
But you didn't send it to him?
No, I didn't.
And you showed it to Sergeant Barnett, or Joey did, on your phone. And then you actually texted it to somebody?
Yes.
To Lindsey Herring, Janie Price, and Sergeant Embier.
I actually emailed it to Sergeant Embier. He asked me to email it to him. I actually sent it to him. I think it was personal email. That's what he gave me.
He gave you his personal email?
Yes.
And... So why'd you send it to Lindsey?
I was just asking them what they thought about it, too. We weren't around each other at the time. And
she's just a good friend of yours or something?
Yes.
So you just want to get her opinion?
Yes.
And what about Janie Price? Isn't she a dispatcher?
Yes. Yeah, I said she's just a good friend, too. Oh. And I asked her opinion on it, so.
And that was the same day that you got it from the jail?
It might have been the day after. I mean, it was right there within a day or so.
But then how did Sergeant Etmeyer come about?
He heard about it. And he asked me about it, and I said, yeah. And he said, you still got it? I said, yeah. And he's like, can you email it to me? I said, yeah.
Did he say why or anything?
No. So I didn't question him. He's sergeant asking for it, so I, you know.
So he didn't say what he wanted to do with it, or
no.
He thought it was illegal or anything like that?
No.
Just strictly, do you have it, and can you send it to me?
Yeah.
Do you think it's odd that he asked you to send it to his personal email instead of his PD email?
It kind of made me wonder, but I was like, so I sent it to him.
So you talked to Joey Triplett about it, you talked to Sergeant Barnett about it. You actually sent it to Lindsey Herring, Janie Price, and then Sergeant Emmeyer requested it. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to anybody else about it or shown it to anybody else since?
I even talked to Johnny about it because it was when I was still on SWAT. He asked if he'd heard about it, and he said, you took a picture? I said, yeah. And he said, why, are you trying to get me in trouble? I said, no, I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I was like, people were asking about it, so, I mean, we were all, when I was on SWAT, the whole team, we were sitting there talking about it. So, I mean, it wasn't to get anybody in trouble. It was just they asked, and I...
Well, if you ask somebody, is this legal, and they said, no, that's illegal, don't you think it would be getting Johnny in trouble?
Well, that wasn't my intentions, yes, but, I mean, it was...
It was your intentions?
It was not my intentions.
So what was your intentions?
To find out if it was illegal, like I said, and if it was illegal, then I would report it officially and everything, because, like I said, it's not...
And that would get Johnny in trouble?
That would, then, yes, but that was not my intentions. I wasn't set out to hunt, you know, personally.
So tell me what you were setting out to do, then, if you didn't want Johnny to get in trouble...
I was setting out to find out if it was illegal. Like I said, I wasn't, you know, I'm not out trying to headhunt anybody. I was just trying to find out if it was illegal. And if it was, I'm required to report illegal activities. You know?
But are you required to go investigate to see if you can find illegal activity?
I mean, that's, you know, I'm a police officer. I mean, so that's...
It's okay if you think you are. I'm just asking.
I mean, I said, I was wanting to see, you know, if it was right, you know, if it was illegal, so...
Well, you understand where I'm kind of confused when you say you didn't want Johnny to get in trouble, but you take a picture of an affidavit that he filled out because it might get him in trouble.
Well, like I said,
so it's just kind of confusing.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if it was legal or not. If it was illegal, then yes, I would report it like it should be done, but, you know, I wasn't trying to officially get anybody, you know, I wasn't headhunting, I wasn't trying to get anything started, I was trying to, you know, because everybody was knowing about it. I mean, the jailers are all laughing about it, the inmates, and I was trying to, you know, do the right thing.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to get clear in my mind. Are you and Johnny tied, or were y'all tied?
I mean,
you're on SWAT together, right?
Yeah, we were on SWAT together and stuff, and I said we got along just fine. So, I mean, I wasn't didn't have any issues with him. I mean, I liked him.
Because the flip side of this would be, you know, we get complaints that officers cover for each other. They sweep stuff under the rug, a code of silence, you know, and the blue line. And officers will see another officer commit a violation and they'll cover for him, which is wrong to do. That's the flip side of an officer saying, that might be illegal. I'm gonna take a picture of it and investigate it, see if I can find out. And if it is, I'm gonna rat him out. Or maybe rat is not a good word. I'm gonna report it.
I mean, that's...
Right.
You know, there's enough scandals that go on around here, and, you know, so.
Did you feel like you were obligated to do that?
I felt like, you know, I at least should figure out if it was against the law. Like I said, now, even, like I said, when I talked to Johnny about it, he said it didn't happen the way he wrote it. And I was just, okay. I mean, you're the one that wrote the PC, so, I mean.
Jump in here if you have anything.
Yeah, I mean. You talked to Joey Triplett about it.
Who?
Talked to Joey,
yes.
Sergeant Barnett, and Lindsey. Janie's only a dispatcher, Janie Price. What made you want to send it to her?
I said, she's a good friend. I wanted her, you know, just her opinion. I mean, I know she's got a criminal justice degree, and I just kind of getting her input on it. Or she's got a psychiatrist. She studied criminology, but I think she's got a psychiatric degree. So I just kind of wanted to get her opinion on it.
Okay. But you sort of read our complaint, the complaint and the allegations of, you know, releasing the information. Nobody had requested you to send this to them other than Rick Etmeyer?
Yes.
Okay. And you sent that to his personal email, correct?
Yes.
Did he say what reason he wanted it?
No, he never said. He never gave me a reason why he wanted it. So, and I didn't question the sergeant. So,
did you show it to or send it to Scott Newton?
I'm not pretty sure I showed it, but I don't know if I said I might have, but I'm not 100% on that.
But you did show it to him?
I believe so. Yes.
Anybody else that you showed to that you can think of?
Not that I can think of, right? That's been a while back. That's.
Did Wendell Sampson talk to you about it?
It's been brought up, yes.
What he
said? Recently, after it was all released and everything. So.
What were his feelings on it?
He thought it was dirty. He didn't think. He thought he'd broken the law. So.
He thought Johnny had?
Yeah. If he had actually gotten an actual massage on his. So.
Did he come to you in person?
Yes.
And what? How did he bring this up?
He talks to me a lot about all the current stuff that's going on.
Wendell does?
Yes. So.
So what did he say about this?
He just thought, you know, it was wrong and that, you know, he shouldn't have got it done if he did get it done like he put his original narrative or PC form.
So he didn't ask you for a copy of it?
I don't remember, he hasn't asked me for a copy of it.
You know when this conversation with you and Wendell took place?
It hasn't been that long ago. I don't remember a date or anything. It's probably been a week or two. I mean, it's, it ain't been that long ago. It's about the time that it got released. And I really hadn't been paying much attention to all that stuff, so.
Did you have a lawful purpose to send this to Lindsay or Janie or Sergeant Edmeyer?
Any lawful purpose? Like,
well, what purpose did you have?
I was trying to get their input on it, see what their opinions were, if they thought it was illegal. I mean, just kind of.
And Sergeant Barnett didn't give you a clear answer?
No, he just kind of made some weird faces, like, and just kind of walked off.
Did you talk to Sergeant Barnett before you sent it to anyone else?
No, I didn't.
Who did you send it to first?
I honestly don't remember. I said it's, you know, it's been a while back. I kind of forgot about it. I just left it alone and until it got released again and then people started talking about it.
Have you seen it published in this Blue Hog report?
Yes, I saw.
What did you think about that whole ordeal?
I couldn't believe somebody actually got a copy of it. Like I said, that I figured it'd start something.
And we'll go back to sort of my last question. I might not have stated that right, but under Rule 714, officers shall not reveal any confidential information to anyone unless properly authorized to do so, and then only to a person authorized to receive such confidential information. Do you think all of those people were authorized to receive that?
Not Janie, I wouldn't think, but.
And then 717, officers shall not release any police record, arrest report, prosecution report, criminal history file, mugshot, picture, or other report to any person or agency which does not have a criminal justice function except as provided by Arkansas Freedom of Information Act or approved by the Office of Police and Chief. Did you have any approval from the Chief's office to release it? Anybody requested per the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act?
No.
Okay. Was there any criminal justice function in whenever you sent that out?
Yes, I was trying to figure out if it is considered illegal or not. I said that was trying to figure out, you know, if I needed to report it or.
We have a lot of people come up here and they don't want to necessarily make a complaint. They just want to let us know something and ask if we think it's a violation. Did you ever think about coming up here and just asking one of us? Or
if I'd have done that, it'd have been brought to y'all's attention and he might have gotten, you know. But like I said, I was trying to keep it out of making it a big order unless it needed to be. I didn't want an investigation to get started unless it needed to happen, so.
Or if Sergeant Barnett didn't answer your question clearly. Did you think about going to your captain?
I don't get along with him very well. I said we've had some issues lately, so.
Okay. Who is that, Risley? Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else you sent it to, of course?
Like I said, not that I remember. Like I said, I honestly don't remember. I said, I know those I did, but like I said, that's.
Did anybody ever answer your question as whether or not it was legal?
Some kind of people kind of thought if it happened the way they actually wrote it, then yeah, it would be, but.
You know, legal or illegal?
Illegal. But like illegal? I said, we talked to Johnny at SWAT and everything, and we were in the group, and he said it didn't happen that way. He said that as soon as she touched him, he, stopped it. But that's not exactly how we wrote it down, so.
If this all happened again, would you do it any differently?
I wouldn't have taken the picture. But like I said, I didn't.
The picture that you disseminated or sent out the text, mm-hmm. was it redacted in any way?
I didn't read it.
Did it have names blacked out or anything?
No.
So it was the straight after?
Yes.
And you know he's an undercover officer.
Yes.
Which is protected information, it's confidential information. But,
no, I said the only people I sent it to already know who he is and what he does. That's why I didn't.
I don't think I have anything else, dude.
That's all I have.
Anything you want to add?
No.
All right, the time is 1:54 p.m. and that will conclude this interview.